you know, we're pretty excited about it. They're converting PAX Basement into the studio. And
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, we've had some fun with it. And we've been still doing the SiriusXM show, and we'll keep doing that show in the mornings up until early August.
So physically, where is that? Is that going to be in the Charlotte area?
It's in his house.
It's in his house?
Yeah.
So now you still have weekend duties, and then
right.
during basketball season, weeknight and weekend duties.
That's it.
How's that gonna be for you?
No different than when I was, what I was doing the last 6 years on TV with Fox and Raycom.
Okay.
And still doing the Falcons. And I did the show, the SiriusXM show last year too.
Okay.
So I was doing the SiriusXM show out of my house in Cartersville. And I'll just have now the ability to drive to Mark's house, do the show in the mornings, and then I'll go through my preparation process much like I have really the last 15 years of doing Saturdays and Sundays and basketball and that kind of thing.
So when do you sleep?
Oh, it's good.
That's good.
Sleep's not a problem.
Okay.
Not at my age. I can get to bed. The question is how early can I get to bed?
Sure.
But no, I've enjoyed it. And look, I love to work, and very fortunate that I've got an opportunity to, participate in this. These are great people, really talented people, and for them to include me is a real treat.
Are there any changes to the format of the show with the moving to the ACC network, or is there going to be a lot of similarities? I mean,
it's a good question. Aaron Katzman, who's in charge, he's coordinating producer and studio stuff, and Drew Brooks, who's got a lot of experience and a lot of really good experience, they're really going to kind of run lead on what the show will be. Right now, we're excited to take kind of the momentum of what the SiriusXM show's been about and push it to television. And because we're in Charlotte, and we've had Tom Luganville on a regular basis. We've had Ryan McGee on occasionally. And now Eric McLean lives here, guys like that. So we're going to be able to have a unique dynamic. And really, we still stood by the pillars when we started the show. Mark said, and I agreed with him when he brought the idea to me before the show launched, we'd never worked together, and we barely really knew each other when this whole thing started March a year ago. But Mark and I made a commitment that we wanted to talk about all 14 football schools in each show and all 15 basketball schools in each show. And we do a really good job of trying to hit every school during that three-hour window. That kind of pillar, if you will, is not going to change. I mean, whether it's business, whether it's coaching, whether it's a storyline, whether it's just a news and note, maybe it's a score and who was the leading scorer, that's the kind of that's the kind of thing we want to keep doing.
Are you sort of the DNA for this ACC network in the beginning because you're there every day, every weekday?
Well, I think we have a unique situation. I think both Mark and I were very fortunate to grow up in this league. With our dads working in the league and in different kind of venues too. I mean, obviously my dad was associated with Chesley, then went to Carolina in 71 and did the games. Billy obviously did television from the late 60s all the way through till, mid 2000s. So I would tell you this, I think we're in a situation where we have great respect for what the league has become and who's in the league now, but we also understand the league history. So we can do a little bit of scary recall, is what I call it, where somebody will mention something about NC State, and I may say something about Tol Avery, and somebody goes, who's Tol Avery? Well, he quarterbacked NC State in the early 80s, that kind of thing. And that's part of who we're going to be, too. I think we've got to recognize the breadth that the league has, not how good it is right now. It's really good. It might be the best it's ever been. But we got to understand, the history of what this league is from 1953 on.
How important is this ACC network launch? I mean, we've been talking about it for years. How important is it now for this league, financially, everything else?
I can only tell you this. Timing was pretty good. A lot of people wanted to know why it was taking so long. The commissioner outlined it today. Look at what we've been able to accomplish as a league, in the last, 5 years? I mean, it's pretty scary how well this league has done across the board, not just in the marquee stuff. And think about the coaching. I mean, the coaching going on in this league right now is really, really good on a lot of levels and a lot of sports. I mean, when you think about, he outlined national titles. There are a lot of sports up there represented, in those national titles. And you start thinking about Final Fours and teams in this league that go to Final Fours, pretty strong.
Thanks for your time.
You bet. Good to see you.
Chad, one question for you?
Sure.
What do you say about the first show?
23rd.
That's a Friday.
Can you send me that?